AM 910 WJCW, Carl and Alec with you on this Wednesday morning, 7:19, and it's time for the JBO show, sponsored by the Town of Jonesboro, which sponsors this portion of the program. We open the phone lines and say hello to Amber Crumbly with the Jonesboro Visitor Center. Good morning, Amber.
Good morning. How are you guys today?
Just fine, thank you. Not nearly as foggy as we were yesterday, so
we'll be glad for that. I know, right? You have to count the fall fogs, I guess.
There you go.
It's snowfall.
That's right. That's right. So maybe we can have the, orchard lady up here to do that. Anyway, we'll talk about that another time. Wanted to touch base with you to discuss the Storytelling Festival. It's upon us here. Tell us about it.
Oh, my goodness, it is. Town is already buzzing, of course. We've got tents up through town, and we're definitely seeing an increase in foot traffic downtown. But, of course, after 2 years, I think everyone is very excited that we're having a festival, an in-person festival this year. And, of course, they are still offering the virtual element. I believe that is next week. But we're very excited to be having everyone in town and all the merchants gearing up for having everyone for a 50th anniversary, too.
There you go, as a matter of fact. So can you give us just a quick rundown of the dates?
Sure. So this will be the 7th through the 9th for the Storytelling Festival. Now, tonight, they are offering a pre-festival concert. That's Donald Davis, who is America's favorite storyteller.
Yes.
He's from North Carolina, so he tells a lot of really fun Appalachian-based tales of him growing up and, you know, family escapades and just a great storyteller. We have him at the Visitor Center every spring for a couple of nights. So he'll actually be there tonight. And then tomorrow night they have Rising Appalachia. So they offer those two pre-festival concerts prior to, and then of course registration opens up, which is within the Jonesboro Visitor Center at 8:30 on Thursday morning. You can start getting your tickets and everything then. And then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday are the official festival dates with ghost stories on Friday and Saturday nights, which is always a local favorite. And we always see a lot of people coming in for that. And, of course, you can buy your tickets at Mill Spring Park where the gazebo is, and that's where the ghost stories are held. So if you don't have a ticket, you can always buy one at the door there as you enter. And then they're offering an after-hours event this year on Friday evening. So it should be a lot of fun.
No doubt about it. Looks, from what we can see looking forward, that the weather is pretty much going to be good now through the weekend. So that's a wonderful thing for the Storytelling Festival. If you will, Amber, Amber Crumbly with the Jonesboro Visitor Center, give our listeners just a sense of what the Visitor Center offers and what they could find there.
Sure, sure. Well, we, of course, we have a great gift shop. We have a wonderful host staff, which help to kind of curate local items and have those on display in the center. So we always make our own Town of Jonesboro festival shirt. So every year we work with a local print company, Boomtown, and they actually design and print our shirts for us. And we've been working with them for years. So we have a new festival shirt this year. It's very exciting. We just got them in yesterday. And a little nod to the fabric swatch, which is the typical ticket for the festival, which a lot of people don't know. And so we felt like since it was its 50th year, it would be fun to do something like that, sort of recognize the festival in that way, because it is a very unique and interesting way to really ticket for an event.
Indeed.
And in a very East Tennessee way, we feel, with the quilt squares. So, so we have a new festival shirt in there. We also have a lot of local artists and crafters items available for sale. So we work with a couple of local potters, Kara Bledsoe and then Hunter's Hearth Pottery out of Irwin, and they make some wonderful souvenir items for us, like handmade historic Jonesboro mugs and shot glasses, which we sell there. We carry a lot of local history books, so lots of Jonesboro, Tennessee, Northeast Tennessee history books, a wide variety of children's books, and then a lot, of course, popular this time of year, a lot of tales, spooky tales. So we love working with our local artists and crafters to keep things in there. We have local woodworking, ornaments, you know, dough bowls, all the way down to local jams and jellies, handmade soaps, and locally made lotions that we all sell in the gift shop. So it's always a popular place during the festival. As I mentioned mm-hmm. earlier, of course, we post the registration at the visitor center. So everyone's coming in there, and we just kind of stay busy from, you know, 7 a.m. until 11 p.m.
It's good that you get a little sleep in there, too. Amber Crumbly with the Jonesboro Visitor Center telling us about the Story Festival this weekend and the Visitor Center as well. Amber, great job. Good to think out loud with you this morning. Take care, and we'll talk to you again soon, I hope.
Thank you so much for having me.